Sue's given us a list of hot pot ingredients to find in the market. Lotus root, mushrooms and beef.
Hello, how are you? All right. There's no stalls as such. The trucks rock up, they sell the veg, they go home. That's how it works. He sold out.
Have you sold out? Oh, good. Very good. Hello, how are you? I'm very good. How are you? Yes. Do you know what? There's a real happy atmosphere here, isn't there? It's lush.
So Sue wants us to get lotus root. Look at that. That man's like living in a swamp of his own making.
That's remarkable. Go on, Dave, get stuck in.
Right. Can I have three?
Dave?
Yeah.
Now, Dave calls this a hard-nosed haggling technique.
How much?
Oh. I call it handing over the dosh, no questions asked.
20?
Uh-huh.
That was 2 quid, I suppose.
Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah.
Just as well, it's as reasonably priced as it is fresh.
Thank you.
On to the next item on Sue's list. Mushrooms.
Look at them, Si, they're like velvet. They look like people's ears. You know, like you when you're playing rugby, the cauliflower ears. Get loads, these are superb.
There's one more item left to buy. And that means heading deep into the heart of the market.
This is Beijing's meat hanger.
In the West, we tend to design a meal around our choice of meat. But traditional Chinese cooks use meat more like a garnish.
Such a lot of choice.
There is.
Now, I know my beef, but finding the right cut for Sue's recipe isn't as easy as you'd think.
It's hard to, you know, recognise the joints.
That's silver side.
Well, silver side would be good.
Yeah, could do that, yeah.
It?
Yeah? Yeah, can we have this? Please. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.